God's grace, mercy, and peace be with you, especially daughters, Angie and Amy, and the rest of the family and all the friends of Brenda. And I hope today is just the beginning of days in which you're united and you can celebrate more and more the life that your mother had and the way she's blessed each one of us with the way she lived. I'd like to begin by probably doing something that I think Brenda would approve, and that is painting a picture for you. And I want you to think about that. Imagine an eagle soaring high up in the sky. It's a grand picture, if you've seen it. And that eagle is spreading its wings, and the wind is flying. The wind is just moving quickly, and the eagle is bouncing up and down and moving side to side. But boy, it's a beautiful picture. And when you see that picture of an eagle flying high above the earth, it uplifts your soul, and you think, man, maybe I may do that one time. I share that picture with you because actually that's the picture God once showed his people in the Bible, in the Old Testament. It was a time in which the prophet Isaiah was living, about 800 years before Jesus. And the picture of an eagle soaring was a picture given by God to his people in a time in which they didn't have a home, and they were kind of feeling down about life. And God gave them that picture to uplift and encourage their souls. You know, today is a celebration of life for Brenda, and there's so much to celebrate, memories, and we've heard some, I'm really thankful Jeff spoke, because that was just very timely and helpful to also paint a picture of Brenda. It is also kind of sad, too, because that personality, we're not going to have that ability to have that check-in or even the phone call that we once had and expected. I think this is a good picture for us to think about, an eagle soaring. And I think it's going to give us some comfort today, and I pray so. Brenda was someone who soared in life. We heard it in the personality that she had, and I experienced it on the visits that I had with her. I've been here 6 years in Philomath here at this church at Peace, and it was probably about year one or year two of my time here that I got connected with Brenda just on happenstance and going over to the antique shop. And I would say that she soared as I entered that antique shop. I went to the back of the store, just kind of walking around, just checking out things and thinking about purchasing something for our daughter that had just been born a few months before. And she kind of went right into it, a chatty person. And she wanted to talk about the items that she had just purchased, and she talked about how expensive they were. I moved to the front of the antique shop, and she soared. She soared again and caught me, and she explained how there was an elephant, an antique elephant, that she thought would be perfect for our one-year-old daughter that had just been born. I had a hard time getting out of that antique shop. She soared. Her personality soared, kind of like an eagle. And then I started to do some visits when Ed's health was, when he was not doing so well, and we would have conversation. What a gentleman Ed was, especially in the last year or so in my visits. And he was so gentle in the conversations we had. I had never actually known him all that long, but we had a lot of sit-down moments in the family room, and we'd talk, and in would soar Brenda, and she would finish off the conversation for Ed. And then we'd have more conversation. Then she'd soar in again and bring in a candy bar because she knew I loved candy bars. I don't know if that was common, but she loved sharing those with me. And you know, she really soared when she talked about her family. And you heard it, the granddaughter. She loved talking about you and her family. She loved talking about the music at church and her opinions at music with me about church music. And she loved to talk about her time when they led the youth group at Zion. She soared, and you could see it. And when it was kind of like looking at an eagle soaring high up there. I wanted some of that zest. I wanted some of that personality when I visited Brenda. But you know, lately, especially this last year, she wasn't soaring as much. And today we're recognizing that she's not soaring, at least from our eyesight. We don't see the same personality. We can't make that phone call. You know, there's something about eagles that's very unusual. in the way that they raise their young. I've never crawled up and seen the way an eagle's nest operates, but I've been told this is the way it works by scientists. The mother eagle collects very sharp objects, broken twigs, broken sticks, maybe even some sharp rocks, some jagged edges. It doesn't seem like that would be a good home to raise younglings, young eagles in. And the mother eagle puts it all together, and then that doesn't sound all that appealing for a young eagle, but the mother does something unusual. She then pads that pointy structure with her feathers and with soft material to make it a home for those young eagles that are going to be raised in that nest. And it's very comfortable all of a sudden. But then you see, after a little while, when those young eagles are ready to fly, they don't want to leave the nest because they find it so soft and so comforting. So the mother eagle takes away that soft material, the feathers, the fur, whatever she's collected, and that nest is not, it's no longer as comfortable as it was before. And those young eagles then are nudged out of the nest, and they want to fly and soar like they are meant to be and find the home that they were supposed to go to, up high in the sky. You know, I want you to think about that little thought there, because we heard today how beautiful a home the Schmizers had. It was beautiful. Everything was there, and I like the word meticulous. That was my experience going into the Schmizer home. The chairs were there arranged in a perfect place so that I could talk to Ed. I think the nude painting you're talking about was above the fireplace. Is that where it was? It was kind of awkward, because I sat on the couch, and Ed was in the corner, and yeah, I know what you're talking about. And the garden was so meticulous, too. Oh, my goodness. There wasn't a flower out of place, and if there was, it was going to get removed. It was meticulous. Friends, we must realize something today. Both Brenda and Ed, as special as that home was, that was not their real home. That's not their real home. What we're recognizing today is that God, in His perfect timing and in His plan, sent His Son Jesus to live on this earth a perfect life, to die for sins, pay for Brenda's sins. She wasn't perfect. She wasn't perfect, right? Son-in-law's wasn't perfect. Yeah? No? Not perfect. She wasn't perfect. He paid the price for all the sins and the sins for everyone. No one's perfect. And then Jesus lived after His death, conquered the grave. And because all of that happened, God is able to, in some degree, nudge us from our comfort places here on this earth. And in the last few years, it wasn't all that comfortable for either Brenda or Ed, right? Right? It wasn't completely comfortable the way it was before. And in God's good plan, He kind of nudged. And Brenda, recognizing the work of Jesus, is now in the home she was meant to be. That can give us comfort today. One day a farmer had a baby eagle. Found it in a field, and it wasn't where the baby eagle should be, and so he took it home and did everything that you do to care for an eagle. He put it in a chicken coop with the chickens and fed it and took care of it as someone who really cared for that kind of animal would. But the eagle did okay, but then it just wasn't prospering like it should. And so the farmer, this is a true story, took the eagle in his pickup truck out to some foothills of some mountains. Took it out. He was very close to that eagle, and he let it go, let it fly, pointed it to the mountaintop, and let it spread its wings and fly. And that farmer had joy because the eagle was where it was supposed to be, but he also had a tear in his eye because the eagle was gone. The eagle was home, however. God has done a similar thing here. We're kind of like that farmer. We're sad. We're sad. Brenda's not here. But let us remember, her home was not here. God prepared a special place for her through Jesus. And she's home, and she has that sweet reunion with husband Ed. And we'll have a sweet reunion for those who love Jesus. We all come together and have that special time once again, a sweet reunion with Brenda. May that be your comfort, family, in the days ahead. God has not just painted a picture, He's made it happen through the work of His Son, Jesus. Amen.